I'm here with Kristen Wyatt, a reporter for the Associated Press, and Charles Ashby, a reporter for the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. Colorado currently has one of the strictest teen sexting laws in the country. If convicted of sending sexual images with a cell phone, youth between the ages of 14 to 18 could face felony child pornography charges and be ordered to register as a sex offender. Kristen, why the push to change the existing law?
This is kind of a reaction to a 2015 case in Canyon City, where like dozens of kids in the high school, including half the football team, were found to be in possession of sexts. It was so bad the football team had to forfeit their final game. And prosecutors say, hey, we're not interested in sending kids to jail for a long time. We're not interested in kids being registered sex offenders for their whole lives. But this is unsettling, and we need a less severe penalty for kids who do it.
Essentially, you're saying the law is so strict right now that youth aren't getting punished. What would the legislation do?
Two rival proposals under debate right now. The debate is whether it should ever be a felony for a minor to send a nude picture of another child. What if it's against their consent? What if they're using it to bully or harass the kid? Others say this is very normal teen behavior and it should never be a felony.
Do you think we're going to see resolution this session?
The prosecutors and the sex assault victim advocates say they're close to a resolution, and hopefully we'll see some kind of flexibility where either kids are sent to education or there's an out to send a message to kids that this could have serious consequences, but it won't end your life if you do it.
Another topic that's always debated here at the State House, oil and gas. We've seen some interesting bills recently. A lot of them aren't gaining traction. What stood out to you?
I was just thinking this morning that 15 years ago when I was a reporter for Durango Herald, we were dealing with these same kind of issues with oil and gas impacting people on the surface. And now that we're seeing a lot of oil and gas development in the Front Range, suddenly it's a big statewide issue. So that's a little funny for me. And every year now we're getting more and more things on the setback rules when it comes to fracking and just drilling. This year we had an issue where dealing with a bill that had to do with setbacks around schools. Right now the rule is that a well can't be more than 1,000 feet by a school building. What this would have done would have set it back from the school grounds, so including playgrounds and fields and that sort of thing. Ironically, at the same time, there was a Republican bill that was going through that had to do with tampering with oil and gas wells. It really was aimed at people who were protesting these kinds of drilling activities near cities and towns. And at the same day, virtually the same time, while the Republicans in the Senate were killing the Democrats' bill, the Democrats were killing the Republicans' bill doing the same thing. This kind of issue is not going to go away anytime soon. As long as we have drilling going on and more people coming into the state, we're going to have more of these kinds of issues. So
this seems like a session where we're not going to have resolution or much movement at all with a split legislature.
We're never going to have complete resolution on that as long as we have people disagree between safety and people against fossil fuels, people against anything that goes against the oil and gas industry, jobs, the economy. It's always going to be an issue. It's always going to be a battle one way or the other until something gives and we're not doing fossil fuels anymore or people decide they don't care.
Thanks. That was Charles Ashby with the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, Kristen Wyatt with the Associated Press. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.